Hey there, and welcome to episode 198 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we are continuing Government Month by taking a look at the history of the driver's license. Now, in our modern era, the driver's license is an affirmation of knowledge. It proves that you've demonstrated that you know how to drive a car without killing someone, at least on purpose. The first driver's license was less of an affirmation of knowledge and more of a permission slip from your mama. Carl Benz, a name you may know from the Mercedes-Benz, was really the inventor of the automobile as we know it. Now, he did a lot of his work in Mannheim in Germany in 1888. Now, the locals were pretty unhappy with his invention. He would drive it around and it was smelly and it was noisy. It just made a ruckus and the whole thing wasn't good. So they wrote complaints, wrote threats, all sorts of things to get him to stop his experimenting. Now, Benz fought back. He went to the government and asked them for permission to drive his vehicle. I guess, and they granted it. And I guess that's sort of what a driver's license is. It's permission given to you from the government to drive. Now, licenses were not universal for several decades. It wasn't until 1903 that Prussia, of all places, was the first to mandate a driver's license. And alright, the fun name here. They had a group called the Dampfkessellieber Verkehrsverein do the tests, mostly about how well a driver could fix their car, as opposed to anything about safety. Remember, that cars kind of broke down a lot back then. In the United States, it wasn't until the 1910s, when people were dying left and right from not driving safely, as speeds were beginning to increase and just bad things were happening, that a test of skill was introduced. Now, not all nations were as progressive in their driving laws. Belgium was actually a latecomer. They didn't introduce a skills test for driver's license until 1977. Thanks for tuning in to episode 198 of the Daily Brainwave. You can send me your comments or suggestions to Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue Government Week to look at the strange saga of Hitler and the 1940 United States presidential election.